Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Draft Doctors. We are talking everything from drunken fights to Jaeger bombs contracts. So welcome to you, Stevie Fizz.
How you doing, mate? I'm pretty happy today.
And why is that?
The great number 12 has extended his contract. Biggest contract in the NFL. My man, Andrew Luck, so very happy.
Very 6 years or something, wasn't it?
6 years, 139 mil.
Easy 139 mil.
Well, only 84 is guaranteed, but it's still the most guaranteed money, so...
That's good scratch.
Big deal. Big deal.
Very big deal. Well done to the Colts and Andrew Luck.
Woo!
And bring home that championship ring.
Yeah, if they make the playoffs, anyway.
But a lot of news coming out today. I suppose the biggest news with Tom Boyd and Zane Cordy being suspended indefinitely for a violent, in inverted comma, drunken fight. A couple of weeks ago, still the details on that are breaking, but I'm sure more will come out in the next few days, you'd imagine.
Do you think the quality of the fight would have been as good as that NASCAR fight, where basically it was just two men wrestling, hugging each other, whilst doing some sort of awkward dance?
I would say it would be, if not worse, or on the par of that fight. But
that was a shocking fight.
It was shocking. It was like they were trying to do the tango and Dancing with the Stars or something.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
But I'd be interested to know what the violent part was, if they were just smashing beer bottles and going at each other or what. But I've seen them play the VFL and they don't have bruises on their faces or anything, so, yeah.
Who won the fight, do you think?
The paycheck. Tom Boyd. I wonder if he just walks around with that big novelty check saying $1.5 million, just slapping people with it.
Who knows? Who knows?
But early in the week, we heard Jaeger O'Meara's manager come out and say he's asking $750,000 a year for his client to play in a rival club. As we put out early in the week, Steve, we had the meme "Tell him he's dreaming" from our old mate Daryl Kerrigan.
Yeah, it's. That's a big number for a guy who hasn't played football in a couple of years.
Yeah, I don't know where they plucked that one out from, but good luck to him if he gets it.
Yeah.
And for Knickknack fans, coming out today that he's moving pain-free at the moment and ahead of schedule of the 8 weeks that he was originally out for, but could seem... It didn't say how many weeks, but he's walking upstairs and could be running next week, so good news there if you... can get back for finals as well.
Yeah, sort of makes him, you know, if you've got a bench spot, worth a carry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you're a Mark Murphy owner, not good news with that ankle taking a little bit longer to heal and they're not expecting him to return until round 18.
Disappointing. Yeah, what can you say? That's how it is. It's really weird, isn't it? Because they got Casbolt back from a broken leg in a week or something.
And, yeah, that's right.
Mark Murphy's ankle knocks now 6 weeks, so...
That's the healing powers of an AFL player, I guess.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Hit the like button there. Tell us if you're a sausage roll man or a pie man, and let the debate continue.
Yeah, that was interesting. We can both agree that the party pie is the way to go.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Just also a little bit of a sad news, I guess, Jono, with Reece McKenzie announcing his retirement.
Yeah, the young 20-year-old key forward at the Tigers, who was drafted 2014, yet to play a senior game, retiring due to mental health issues. Never a good sign when we see young kids like this having to retire from the game they love so early.
Yeah, well, best of luck. I'm sure he's listening. So,
yeah,
good luck.
All the best to Reece McKenzie. But moving on now to the ins and outs for round 15, starting tonight at the main stadium. You all probably would have heard by now, with the Eagles and the Bombers. In for the Eagles, you got Mitch Brown playing his first game. McGinley, Lysette back after his club suspension, and Nelson also in. You got Josh Hill out. It's pretty significant with illness, you thought, because he would have scored pretty well, you would have thought. Giles was always going to be omitted if Lysette was in. Redden, also a big omission, and McGinnis also omitted.
Yeah, take that, Jack Redden. Dick.
To the pool with you. And Matt D comes in for the Bombers, who you would expect to get a lot of super coach and dream team points tonight with the ball going inside. Defensive 50 a lot, and Ambrose out with a back.
Yep.
And moving on to the Friday night game, we've got the Power taking on the Tigers. Big in for the Power. Jay Schultz makes his return from that back injury we missed about 12 weeks with. Kane Mitchell getting another runner, and Hompsch also back in with Stuart Sam Gray omitted, and Dougal Howard, as we know, gone for the season with that knee.
Yeah, Jay Schultz. We like seeing Jay Schultz. Means I can feel really good if I need a late pickup about playing the opposition defenders, because Port couldn't keep the ball inside 50 as it was. Now it is just going to be walked out.
And it also could free up Westhoff to get a go on the wing.
Let's hope so.
Yep. And big out for the Tigers. He's been playing pretty well. Sean Hampton, as we know, copped a knock to that knee last week and going to miss this week, with big Ivan in, and Benny Griffiths also back in from illness last week.
Yeah, you have to think there are every chance to kick a goal or two, but, you know, with Hompsch back in for Port, that's... That shores up their defence a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
I still like one of these Tigers forwards to get a few snags.
Who are you tipping in this game, just quickly?
Well, in the regular tipping, because I'm one off the lead, I've actually gone for Port just because of the odds. But in the weighted tipping, I can't go past Richmond at the value. I think Richmond can win anyway.
Yeah, 340. It's actually better than... worth a cheeky $5 or $10.
It's ridiculous odds. I think it's like a dollar over.
Absolutely.
I'm blown away by those odds.
Get on the Tigers for a sneaky $10 if you think they're a chance.
Well, I mean, the line's 20.
The line's 20?
Yeah.
Oh, load up, people. Load up. To the first game on Saturday, we've got the Suns taking on the Saints. And what could be described as a big, would you call it a letdown game for the Saints after their impressive win against the Cats last week?
Yeah, it's got the potential for that. Maybe the bookies are feeling the same way because, we don't usually talk about odds, but the Saints are the underdogs.
Yeah, and for the Suns, the in are Jack Martin, Colin Jasny back in, and Archie, with Jared Grant omitted. The Cannon McKenzie out with a quad, and Hallahan also omitted. And for the Saints, you got Lee and Loney in with Webster with a hamstring and Wright with a shoulder.
Yeah, some speed, I guess, comes into the Gold Coast team, which they're going to need against St Kilda.
Yeah, they were pretty good against the Hawks for 2 and a bit quarters there last week. And as we know, the Saints were awesome against the Cats as well. So it's going to be a pretty good matchup, you would think.
Yeah, it's I don't mind I'll be interested to watch this game, to be honest, Jono.
Yeah, no, it should be very good. And for the middle game on Saturday afternoon, we've got the Swans taking on the Doggies at the SCG. In for the Swans comes Laidler, out goes Alia, who's omitted. Big changes at the Doggies with Will Minson, Easton Wood, Clay Smith, Jason Johannesson, and Lucas Webb all in with Tommy Campbell omitted, Fletcher Roberts, Mitch Honeychurch, Josh Dunkley all omitted, and Bailey Williams out with me.
This reeks of desperation to me, Jono.
From the Doggies?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Just, you know, Will Minson. Johannesson hasn't played a VFL game.
Clay Smith's been pretty good in the VFL. Easton Woods missed 3 or 4.
Yeah, it just We know Bevo doesn't mind ringing the changes, and I'm glad Johansson's back in as a Johansson owner. But man, I don't know. What do you think? You're a Doggies fan. I'm a Doggies fan.
Looking at this, I mean, the Ruffhead Campbell combination's been really good all this time. So I don't know why they decided to change it, but a lot of Clay Smith's not the quickest bloke, is Lucas Webb. So I can see maybe a contested maul type game coming up here, which is not a good tactic considering the bigger bodies of the Sydney Swans midfield there.
Yeah, it's strange.
It's going to be a very dour game with these ends, if that makes sense.
Yeah, quite possibly. I don't mind. Actually, I don't mind Clay Smith if you're in a deeper league as a bit of a flyer. You should get some tackles, that's for sure.
Big fan of Clay Smith. Just been unfortunate with those knee reconstructions.
Mm.
And to the Saturday night game, the old rivals Carlton taking on Collingwood. I don't know how the Pies are favourite in this one. They're $1.74 to $2.10, so interesting.
Blows me away, Jono. I've tipped Carlton with confidence.
Oh, so have I. I think a lot of people too, but maybe multi up St Kilda into Richmond into Carlton, you get some value.
Yeah, I've done a big multi this week, Jono. I won't hide that fact.
Alrighty then. In for his debut is a son of Sauce, Jack Silvani, with Jason Tut omitted, and in for the post you got Goldsack and Moore with Jesse White and Marsh out with a calf.
Yeah, a lot of no interest in any of that, to be honest, from a fantasy perspective.
No, not really, but and into the last game on the Sunday you got the D's taking on the Crows with Jack Grimes named on the extended interchange with Garlett, Mitchie, Jones and Harms, with Wagner and Oliver going out. And also on the extended interchange, you got Otten, Henderson and Miller for the Crows.
Yeah, where do you think Jack Grimes will play next year?
Not at Melbourne.
Yeah, strange.
If he can stay fit, he's going to be a handy player.
Well, he's been fit all year. He's just not good enough, I guess. The ex-captain?
Okay. Yeah, very sad.
Interesting.
Mm. And Ricky Bobby, we're a bit of a fan of him on the draft doctors here, so good to see him getting another run.
Who?
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Bobby, how'd you get that?
Yeah.
I've had Ricky Henderson. I'm not interested in Ricky Henderson. I used to be. Yeah.
We were fans of Ricky Henderson on the draft doctors. We are now not. We're turncoats.
Well, you know, whilst Laird was out, he was fine. But then, you know, obviously people have gone past him and he'll go play at Gold Coast next year or something. I don't know. Brisbane, maybe.
Brisbane, yeah.
Brisbane would be a great spot. You know, he can use the ball. That's his one attribute.
Yeah. That would be pretty interesting, actually.
Finally get rid of Hardwood.
Yeah, and then Curtly Hampton can get a game when he's fit and back next week.
I think he's still 2-3, isn't he?
1-2.
No, he's 2-3. No matter what it says, he's 2-3.
He's not playing this year.
Ever.
That wraps up the ins and outs for this week, and moving on now to our Captain's Lounge, where we give you a different take on to the Ultra Primos for captain choices. And as always, I have the home teams and Steve the away. And starting off this week, I'm going to go Matty Prittis against the Bombers.
That's terrible, Jono. People aren't even going to have time to make him his captain.
But people are smart, Steve. They're going to know Matthew Prittis is going to destroy Essendon tonight.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this pod will be out by the time the game starts.
I wrote this on Tuesday. I didn't have time to change it.
Jesus.
But Matthew Prittis, 111 average in his last four, 105 in his last in Supercoach, 105 in his last four in Dream Team. I only say last four for him because his fifth game before that is when he got KO'd and scored 24 and 17 respective. So that drops his average massively. But he does score pretty well against him in both formats.
Yeah, my first captain is Dustin Martin up against Port Adelaide. We know Dusty's just gone full ham over the last month. Midfielders against Port Adelaide's a bit of money since Kane Corns is no longer there to tag everyone into oblivion. And I feel very comfortable with old Dusty.
Very nice pick, very nice pick. I'm going to go Dan Hannabury. Only averages 96 Supercoach, 91 Dream Team, but his last five, he's gone 109 and 107 average, respectively, in Supercoach and Dream Team.
The old Hannes.
Hannes. And he had some pretty good scores against the Doggies, including a 160 and 150.
Big numbers.
Very big.
My next captain choice is the one I'll actually use in my match, and that is Jack Stephen. Coming off a pretty lowly performance, his splits, Jono, against the top eight and bottom eight are chalk and cheese. Against bottom eight sides, he's just blowing them away, scoring an average of about 120.
Wow.
And the top eight teams is about 90. So Gold Coast aren't a top eight team last time I checked, so I feel pretty comfortable rolling Jack Stephen out there.
Very nice indeed. My next guy is Hannabury's teammate, Buddy Franklin. We had a look at the weather report up for Sydney. It's going to be 19 degrees, fine and sunny. Buddy likes to play the Doggies. He's only averaged 91 in Supercoach and 90 Dream Team, but his last five gone 102, 104, and he has kicked big bags against the Doggies in the past. So, bit of a risky one, but you could also bet it's pretty safe at the same time.
Well, it's not too bad, isn't it? With a lot of changes at the Bulldogs, that's got some merit.
You might think Marcus Adams is going to get first crack at him, maybe even, and Dale Morris has got on in the past, so it'll be interesting. Interesting matchup.
Yeah, interesting. My next captain choice is actually another forward, although he's not playing as one. That's Nick Riewoldt. The giant alpaca has more hundreds than Sachin Tendulkar against the Suns. And that's all there is to it. The weather's going to be good, so it's not, the wet weather's not a factor.
Yep. Banking to take about 40 marks this game.
Yeah, I can't see anyone staying with him.
No. And especially now he's playing wing, defense, forward, midfield. The only position he's not playing is ruck now.
Yep, basically. So get on Nick.
Very good choice. I love it. My next guy, probably not one you're really going to think about as a captain choice, but for an old guy, he's having an awesome year, and he's probably... he is having an awesome year, and he's averaging 97 Supercoach, 90 Dream Team against the Pies, but his last five is 102 Supercoach. It's Kane Simpson.
Oh, man, I love hearing that.
Yeah. These numbers against the Pies are awesome.
Yeah.
Has pumped out a few ones against them. You can see they're going to be just bombing that ball inside 50, and he's just going to be cutting them off and rebounding it out. So,
kicked a goal last week, too.
Jesus Christ, the hell's happening down there at Carlton?
Good things.
Yeah, absolutely.
My next pick, Jono, is Rory Sloane from the Adelaide Crows.
Love it.
In some ripping nick, we know. Career average against the Ds, 102 Dream Team, 112 Supercoach, which is pretty fantastic over a career. Yeah.
It's Rory Sloane. Apparently, he's equal favourite with Danger in the Brownlow.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Craziness. Oh, that's from the media. I'm not too sure about the betting sites.
I think that'd be different. Anyway, who else you got?
My last guy, he has never played against Adelaide Crows, despite being on a list for about 4 or 5 years. That's Max Gawn.
Big Maxi.
I know he's coming up against Sauce, but I can see he's just having an awesome year and can see him scoring quite well. Especially at the MCG on Sunday if it's also a little bit wet.
Yeah, what can you say? Interesting pick. My last guy was actually, if this gets out in time, it's Brendan Goddard. You know, I like the risky ones. That's what I'm giving. I'm giving another one.
That's all right.
I'm just saying, if it gets out in time. Brendan Goddard amazingly has, like, if you looked at his numbers just in Perth, they're freaking ridiculous. It's
Are they Stanton-like due to the big round?
It's, well, he's got a 91 Dream Team, 110 Supercoach, and that includes a game where he scored 11.
Wow.
So Brendan Goddard doesn't mind, and doesn't mind it playing the Eagles either. But, yeah, my last one's going to be Trent Cotchin.
We love the Cotchin here in the Draft Doctors.
Yeah.
Good pick. Good pick. I don't have any more, but... have you any more? Was that your last pick, Steve?
That's my last one, but I'm really interested in Tommy Lynch this week for some unknown reason.
Which one?
Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Aints.
That is true. Even maybe a couple of their little small forwards would be all right, too.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. But it's probably because I got a little bit of Tom Lynch at $26 for the... for the Coleman.
Oh, okay. He's right up there.
Yeah.
But if we can get this out quick enough, if you're looking for that late week pickup, some of my guys on the list have either been omitted or are injured, so we'll get through them quickly. I'm going to start off with Easton Wood. If you're looking for a defender, and it's going to be a pretty contested game against the Swans, he's in 72% of teams, so don't mind that as a pick.
Yeah, well, if you can find Easton Wood, not bad. I'm going to say, really, a guy who will be out there, and that's Taylor Hunt, especially for your Dream Team formats. Against Port Adelaide, we know the general defenders score really well against Port Adelaide. I feel like the addition of Jay Schultz is going to only enhance that. He can't be in good touch. Chad Wingard wouldn't know what pressure was. So I think, you know, Taylor Hunt's the guy who runs the ball out. I think he'll could get you 80. Could.
A solid scorer, especially in these bye rounds. You take anything.
Yeah.
I did have Sean Hampson, but as we know, he's gone with that knee. So the rest of mine, I've got Trav Cloak against that Carlton defence, only in 45% of teams. If you play like you did last week, get you a nice 80 plus, you would imagine, kick a few more goals, especially if the weather's pretty nice there on Saturday.
Yeah, hey, look, if I'm picking a guy up late, if I get 80, that's my target is 80.
Yeah.
To be honest. And my next guy, Jono, Ling Jong.
Love it.
I'm partial to Ling Jong. He played pretty well last week, I thought, for me.
Played pretty well in the bye, did he?
Oh, the last match. The last match he played, he was all right.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be available in your leagues, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't mind it.
Snare a goal here or there as well.
Well, he's a guy who's playing for his position every week as well, so I just like it.
Very underrated player, the Doggies. Like, Doggy fans love him, but very, very underrated outside of the Doggies.
Mm.
My next guy is... dazzling Dean Towers for the Swans.
Yeah.
Been in some pretty good form of late, only in 23% of teams, if you're looking for that forward there.
Yeah, interesting. I will say again, Braden Maynard, if you haven't got on the Braden Maynard Express with the rest of us, he's still available in leagues for some unknown reason. I think it's an interesting pick.
Yeah. As we spoke about on the Monday show, Josh Bruce and Tim Membury. We know Membury's been getting majority of the fantasy points of late, but we do know one of those Saints key forwards can just get on a run, especially against the Gold Coast Suns this week.
Bruce went full ham on him last year, didn't he?
Was it 7 goals or 6 goals he kicked?
7, yeah, I think.
Yeah, so any one of those two key forwards can... go full ham, you would think.
Yeah, also I got another defender, Ciaran Byrne for Carlton.
It's Kieran Byrne.
Is it?
Yep.
Well, I don't want to say it that way.
I always say it the way you just said it, but I actually found out his name is Kieran.
So Ciaran Byrne from Carlton. Collingwood, their ball use going inside 50 is pretty horrific. Carlton's back six has stood up pretty well. I just think it's pretty handy. And he has shown the ability to score 80s.
Yeah, absolutely. And same with this guy. Probably going to be deep, deep, deep on your free agency list here, and that's Andreas Everett. Can you go?
Yep. Yep. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa, Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, against those leaky defenses, we know he can bob up and kick three or four goals, take a few marks as well. So if you're really desperate, yeah, pick him up.
Yeah, that's as far as I go, man. I mean, Wiedering, maybe.
I've got Benny Griffiths as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Also in 18% of leagues. Teams, sorry.
Oof. Yeah, so you got that Benny Griffiths, that's your last one? I'm out. I've
yep, got nothing. Benny Griffiths from nothing. My last one. But yeah, very, again, scraping the bottom of the barrel again for this last bye week. Regular programming next week with some better options for you people.
Well, damn well hope so.
Oh, I hope.
Because I just vomited, man. Andreas Everett, Jesus Christ.
Well, if you look at these scores, they've been...
Don't try to qualify it.
All right, I'll leave it alone. I'll leave it alone. But any other questions or anything this week, Steve?
No.
No?
No other questions.
What was the feedback like to the pies and sausage rolls?
Oh, I didn't even put it up as a poll. I totally spaced that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. That's professional is that? Well, I answered it. I said I prefer sausage rolls.
Yeah.
That was right after the show, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a pie man.
I am a pie man.
I don't mind the pie, but I'm all about the snack roll.
I don't know, I like a good homemade one, but just those 4-20 ones, just $7 at this servo.
I don't eat 4-20 pies, man.
No, neither do I. Only if they're frozen ones, but I like the chunky ones, they're good, but $7 for a sausage roll or pie at the servo now.
What?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
I struggle to believe that.
I was filling up the fuel today and I saw them like, $7, go and get stuffed.
For how many?
One?
No.
It might have been a twofer, but I just...
I reckon that's a twofer. There's no way they're charging $7 for one. I can go to the bakery and get a pie for $5.
You can buy four for $7.
There's no way. I think you've misread that.
It was just a big seven, so you know how they have the big seven and then a small twofer? It could have been that. I was just walking out. I wasn't paying too much attention, but seriously, if there's $7 for one...
It might have been three.
You would hope it was three.
I don't know.
Especially for those, you know, century-old 4-20s that have been sitting there.
Oh, yeah, where they're all starting to curl up and it's not just how they've shaped the pastry.
That's exactly right.
Ugh. Ugh. Jesus.
Cold shivers down my spine.
The old mystery bag.
Oh, yeah. It's like the old 2 a.m. hot dog of death or chicken roll of death.
Well, that's different because you usually had a skinful.
Yeah, my mate always does.
Tolerate that sort of nonsense.
My mate used to get one, but just couldn't tolerate it even after a skinful.
Jesus.
There's no stomach for it.
Well, better out than in, really.
That is true. But I think that wraps up the show for this week. If you would like to send us a question on anything regarding food or fantasy, head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. Good luck in your league games this week, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, are you watching the games tonight, Jono?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought I might watch a snuff film. It seems a little bit less one-sided.
I'll give it 15 minutes after JJK's kicked six and then go do something else.
I'm loopholing JJK in a salary cap.
Nice. Very nice.
As the VC, yeah.
I don't know who I've VC'd this week. No idea.
Yeah. Anyway, oh, we're playing each other in the Listener League.
Yeah, and thanks for that awesome captain's choice for Jack Stephen.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, we've got Rory Sloan as vice-captain as well.
Oh, Jesus. I think I got the Deledio. Like, my whole midfield's just gone.
I've got... Well, I suppose I can make that trade. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. I can make a couple of quick changes.
Jesus. All right.
All right. See you on Monday.